If you look over the pattern of the themes of the different readings over the past few weeks and months, you might want to ask yourself, why is God so good to us? Even before he was crucified, Jesus told his disciples to be ready and not to worry. And then following his resurrection, he came to them to bring them comfort, to bring them peace, and to remind them that they are to continue to follow his teachings. And then he advised them that he had to leave, but that he would send the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, to be with us always. And the Holy Spirit would allow us the ability to discern the will of God in our lives and to guide us through this journey on earth. And today, we culminate in the greatest gift God could have offered us, his real presence in our lives through the Eucharist. The Eucharist is central to our faith. It is the culmination of the death, resurrection, and ascension, and it is available to each and every one of us, virtually as often as we'd like. And today, on the Feast of Corpus Christi, Catholics from around the world gathered for a solemn Eucharistic adoration. The Holy Father presided over a special Eucharistic adoration that extended at the same time all over the world, involving the cathedrals and parishes in each diocese. For 1 hour this morning, between 10 and 11 a.m. Eastern Time, the whole Catholic world was united in prayer and adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. This simple, unifying event taking place here in the Year of Faith speaks to our fundamental belief that in the Eucharist is truly the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. Even in today's gospel, we see the completeness of God's gift for us. There were 5 loaves and 2 fish. 7. 7 pieces of food. The same number of days it took God to create the whole universe. There were 12 baskets of pieces left over. 12, the number of tribes at that time in the whole world. There was enough food left over from 5 loaves and 2 fishes to feed the whole world. This miracle of the loaves and the fishes is the only single miracle identified in all 4 of the Gospels. And we see in our Gospel today that Jesus Christ came to feed all people, that numbers and human limitations like the lack of food or the volume of those people didn't get in his way. That 5 loaves and 2 fish can't possibly feed 5,000 people unless that food comes from God himself. And most of us would agree who live in this world that it's impossible, that the whole thing is illogical and it's unbelievable. And you're right, it is. To man, feeding 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish is impossible. To humanity, it is illogical. And to our world, it's absolutely unbelievable. But to God, everything is possible. Sometimes I fear that we've lost the gift of wonder. Just like we watch these children dancing here before Mass or during Mass, we lost that gift of wonder. That gift of immensity. And we're called. Sorry, I lost my place. And we have succumbed to the world of statistics and facts. And we have set aside simple truths. I think some of us have lost the freedom of faith. Yes, the freedom of faith that allows us to marvel at the glory and the goodness of God. And this loss of freedom then causes us to be blind to the absolute works of God in our lives. It causes us to be blind to the gift of the miracle that will take place right here in the next few minutes. In a few minutes, Father Gerard, through the gift of the Holy Spirit, in the person of Jesus Christ, will transform simple bread and simple wine into the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when we have given up the faith to believe in this, the freedom of that faith, we have become then a slave to our world. We lose the ability to accept the wonder and the glory of God, and we lose the ability to allow God, who has higher expectations of us than this world, and it doesn't allow us for the ability of God to be present in us at all times, in all places. You know why? Because that's unbelievable. My brothers and sisters, we do not deserve to be a slave to our world. It's time to turn off our distractions, to step away from false gods like power and money and security. We need to simplify our lives so that we can dwell on the mystery of God in our lives. And that the gift of the presence of the Holy Spirit can come to us at our beck and call. We have to stop living in a false world, and we have to stop coming to communion out of obligation. We have to start coming to communion because Jesus is calling us. We have to start coming to communion because we need the freedom and peace and joy, not of this world, but of simple faith. Our Heavenly Father loves us so much that He not only sent His only Son to be crucified for our sins, but He gave us the Holy Spirit to guide us. And He gave us the Eucharist so that we can become one with Him here on earth. That we can experience the gift of Christ right here and right now. And the only thing that keeps us from this privilege is our simple minds, our lack of faith, and our indifference to the grace of God. It's time. It's time to truly place our trust in God so that we are no longer estranged from Him, but we are truly in unity with Him. We need to start thinking like Claire. Claire is a 4-year-old little girl in a story told by Cardinal Schönborn, Archbishop of Vienna. And Claire comes from a family of 6 children. And when her mother comes back from communion, she sits down and Claire puts her head on her mother's breast and says, "Mummy, Jesus is now within you, and I want to be close to Him." Her mother said to the parish priest, "I think Claire's ready for early communion." And the cardinal noted that the parish priest asked Claire if she wanted Jesus to come to her in the Eucharist. 4-year-old Claire, just like these beautiful children here, 4-year-old Claire's response was, "No. Jesus wants to come to me." Cardinal Schönborn remarked with a smile, "Yes, I think Claire is ready to receive communion." This story illustrates the reverence that we as all Catholics are called to have for the Eucharist. This story reflects the true nature of the Eucharist. Not that we want to reach out and accept Jesus, but that Jesus Himself wants to reach out to you and reside in you. And when we invite Jesus to us through the Eucharist, then we become Eucharist. God lives in us, and then we can be transformed, for that is the real miracle of the Eucharist. That in spite of our weaknesses and our frailties, in spite of our struggles and our challenges, we can physically receive the gift of Jesus and He will reside in us. And if we're free enough, we will allow Him to transform us. It has nothing to do with our worthiness. It has nothing to do with our goodness. It has nothing to do with our sinfulness. It has everything to do with the glory and the wonder of God. My brothers and sisters, if for any reason you believe that you cannot receive the Eucharist, I plead with you to resolve that issue through the sacrament of reconciliation. Anything that can keep you from experiencing the transformation and the power of the Eucharist in you must be corrected in your lives immediately. So from this small piece of bread, you too can participate in performing the miracle of the loaves and the fish. Through your hands, you can feed 5,000. And yes, I know it's unbelievable. And yes, I know it's a miracle. And yes, I truly know it is the glory of the risen Christ.